You can keep the hands on the hips if you need to. So this is the right side of Virabhadrasana B. Let's call out breath 3. Keep your face relaxed, the top line of the shoulders near the neck relaxed. Breath 5. From where you are, directly to Chaturanga Dandasana, the push-up. Put your hands down. So you can lift the left heel and bend the right knee more if you need to. Put the hands down, step back the right leg. Place the left foot carefully to be even with the right one and bend elbows. Upward dog pose. Inhale, lift the chest. Downward dog. Exhale. And this is the part where you come to sitting. Walk your feet up towards the front of your mat and carefully sit down. So your feet can go around the side of right or left hands, or your feet can step straight up between the hands and then you carefully sit yourself down. Don't put any strain on knees and lower back. They're the areas that can suffer. If you do that too fast or rough or just carelessly. Now sit down. Sitting posture number one is called Dandasana. That's staff pose. Stretch the legs in front, feet together, straight knees. Put the hands just behind the hips, palms down, fingers pointing forwards. Press down from the thighs and the hands. Move your lower back a little forwards and up. Pull in the lower belly, lift the chest and relax your neck and let your head nod. So don't use force and try to pull your head down. Just relax the back of your neck, which holds the head up. All day long as we're sitting, standing and walking, that's our neck muscles holding the head up, which is quite heavy. It's just that we're so used to doing that we're usually not conscious of it. So this is giving your neck a rest. Look down at your knees, thighs or chest. Keep the deep breathing going. Now, next pose. Wait for your next inhalation to just float your head up to level, that's all. Exhale, it's a forward bend. Put your hands on your legs. Again, it could be thighs, shins, ankles. The big toes with that standard big toe grip as a maximum. No more than that. Even if you could go beyond it easily, no more than that yet, and don't strain for that either. So remember, the hands could be on the shins or thighs. Inhale, look up and expand your chest and drop the shoulders. Exhale, and then point the top of your head more forwards, over the toes. Possibly more like straight at the toes, the crown of head pointing. What you've got to judge for here, though, is the right amount of stretch. And that's a thing you base on, relaxing the muscles that are being stretched. Calf muscles, hamstrings, back muscles. A pleasant, enjoyable, relaxable stretch that your body welcomes. We're going to do this pose in 3 sets of 5. So let's say that's 1 set of 5 passed. An optional change of hand position now. If you'd like to, breathing out, you can move your hands to a different position on the legs. If you don't want to change the hand position, don't. So potentially now, you could be holding sides of feet as a maximum. Inhale, push down the thighs, lift your chest and look to the ceiling again. Exhale, bring your head back closer to a horizontal line. But again, that's your judgment on the right amount of stretch to feel. Your forehead should never meet your knees in this pose. Your chest and chin should move forwards, down legs. So this is called Paschimottanasana. And it's Paschimottanasana B because it's the 2nd set of 5 breaths. Now, we'll set up for Paschimottanasana C. Optionally, change the hand position on exhalation now. Then everybody, look to the ceiling, inhale. Exhale, point the top of head forwards again. Breath number 1 of Paschimottanasana C. So the A, B, C in this case just refers to 3 repeats of the pose for 5 breaths each. So Paschimottanasana C, breath 3. 4. 5. Now, inhale and look up. Again, straight elbows, straight back. Exhale, let go of whatever it was on your legs or feet that your hands were holding at that point. And now, work your way back to the push-up.